Well, certain ones. Everybody has their own habits and their likes. But there's a couple of places, for instance, for breakfast that I know I can find certain people.
Right. Well, that's nice. So you know that if you can't, that you can at least catch up with the people you want to see when you know right where to head to get them, to sort of
Yes,
seek them out.
yeah, right.
Wow. Wow. So how far does your family go back here then? Because you're talking about the and
Well, Valentine, who's my great-great-grandfather, on my father's side, is kind of generally credited with being one of the first citizens here. So that gets back into the early 1830s. My great-grandfather and his family moved here from South Carolina, somewhere around 1836, to the area. They were fixing to, or they were preparing to, move the Indians west on the Trail of Tears, and they were going to open all this up for the land lottery. 40-acre tracts, that was all they thought that one family could mine. Well, they thought it was covered with gold, so. Didn't turn out that way. But what brought that on, of course, was the gold strike in Dahlonega in the 1820s, and at that time it was the largest gold strike in America. The government had a mint, the U.S. Mint in Dahlonega, and so they thought all of North Georgia was, I guess, was covered in gold.
There's a gold strike in Dahlonega ever.
Yeah.
So that's what they were giving people land so they could mine.
Right. It didn't turn out that way. They had to go to subsistence farming. But that's what brought them here, and they were all on the border. The Chattahoochee River was the boundary for the what was known as the Cherokee Nation. And so I think Valentine was already here through permits from the government and agreements with the Indians, but that took place in 36, 37.
Wow.
And so the lottery began.
Wow.
And was it Valentine that married like a part Cherokee or a full Cherokee?
I think so. His wife was half Cherokee, Nancy. I can't remember the name now.
So your family has been here a long time, a real long time.
Yes, yeah.
You're the founding family of sorts.
No. The economic side of the thing is what brought Roswell King here was the gold strike and with the thought of maybe trying to establish a bank in Dahlonega. And on his way through, he found the gorge here where he came back and built a dam. And he went back to Darien and sold them on the idea of coming here for summer homes, and a way to pay for it was to build a cotton mill and they could escape the malaria and yellow fever and those whatever other diseases that are common to the coast at that time.
Yeah.
So it was kind of wasn't the first planned community in Georgia, but it was an early one.
Yeah.
And he was able to do that with some rather prominent, wealthy people who built some rather nice homes here and wound up, I think, staying here all the time instead of going back and forth to the coast. But